Tea Cake and Janie were some distance from the house before they struck serious water. Then they had to swim a distance, and Janie could not hold up more than a few strokes at a time. So Tea Cake bore her up till finally they hit a ridge that led on towards the fill. It seemed to him the wind was weakening a little, so he kept looking for a place to rest and catch his breath. His wind was gone. Janie was tired and limping, but she had not had to do that hard swimming in the turbulent waters, so Tea Cake was much worse off. But they couldn't stop. Gaining the fill was something, but it was no guarantee. The lake was coming. They had to reach the 6-mile bridge. It was high and safe, perhaps. Everybody was walking the fill, hurrying, dragging, falling, crying, calling out names hopefully and hopelessly. Wind and rain beating on old folks and beating on babies. Tea Cake stumbled once or twice in his weariness, and Janie held him up. So they reached the bridge at 6-mile Bend and thought to rest. But it was crowded. White people had preempted that point of elevation, and there was no more room. They could climb up one of its high sides and down the other, that was all. Miles further on, still no rest. They passed a dead man in a sitting position on a hummock, entirely surrounded by wild animals and snakes. Common danger made common friends. Nothing sought a conquest over the other. Another man clung to a cypress tree on a tiny island. A tin roof of a building hung from the branches by electric wires, and the wind swung it back and forth like a mighty axe. The man dared not move a step to his right, lest this crushing blade split him open. He dared not step left, for a large rattlesnake was stretched full length with his head in the wind. There was a strip of water between the island and the fill, and the man clung to the tree and cried for help. "The snake won't bite you," Tea Cake yelled to him. "He's scared to go into a coral, scared he'll be blown away. Step round that side and swim off." Soon after that, Tea Cake felt he couldn't walk anymore, not right away. So he stretched alongside of a road to rest. Janie spread herself between him and the wind, and he closed his eyes and let the tiredness seep out of his limbs. On each side of the fill was a great expanse of water, like lakes, water full of things living and dead, things that didn't belong in water. As far as the eye could reach, water and wind playing upon it in fury. A large piece of tar paper roofing sailed through the air and scudded along the fill until it hung against a tree. Janie saw it with joy. That was the very thing to cover Tea Cake with. She could lean against it and hold it down. The wind wasn't quite so bad as it was anyway. The very thing. Poor Tea Cake. She crept on hands and knees to the piece of roofing and caught hold of it by either end. Immediately, the wind lifted both of them, and she saw herself sailing off the fill to the right, out and out over the lashing water. She screamed terribly and released the roofing, which sailed away as she plunged downward into the water. "Tea Cake!" He heard her and sprang up. Janie was trying to swim, but fighting water too hard. He saw a cow swimming slowly towards the fill in an oblique line. A massive-built dog was sitting on her shoulders and shivering and growling. The cow was approaching Janie. A few strokes would bring her there. "Make it to the cow and grab hold of her tail. Don't use your feet, just your hands is enough. That's right. Come on." Janie achieved the tail of the cow and lifted her head up along the cow's rump as far as she could above water. The cow sunk a little with the added load and thrashed a moment in terror, thought she was being pulled down by a gator. Then she continued on. The dog stood up and growled like a lion, stiff standing hackles, stiff muscles, teeth uncovered as he lashed up his fury for the charge. Tea Cake split the water like an otter, opening his knife as he dived. The dog raced down the backbone of the cow to the attack, and Janie screamed and slipped far back on the tail of the cow, just out of reach of the dog's angry jaws. He wanted to plunge in after her, but dreaded the water somehow. Tea Cake rose out of the water at the cow's rump and seized the dog by the neck. But he was a powerful dog, and Tea Cake was overtired. So he didn't kill the dog with one stroke, as he had intended. But the dog couldn't free himself either. They fought, and somehow he managed to bite Tea Cake high up on his cheekbone once. The cow, relieved of a great weight, was landing on the fill with Janie before Tea Cake stroked in and crawled weakly upon the fill again. Janie began to fuss around his face where the dog had bitten him, but he said it didn't amount to anything. He'd have raised hell, though, if he had grabbed me an inch high and bit me in my eye. You can't buy eyes in a store, you know. He flopped to the edge of the fill as if the storm wasn't going on at all. Let me rest a while. Then us got to make it on into town somehow. It was next day by the sun and the clock when they reached Palm Beach. It was years later by their bodies. Winters and winters of hardship and suffering. The wheel kept turning round and round. Hope, hopelessness, and despair. But the storm blew itself out as they approached the city of refuge. Havoc was there with her mouth wide open. Back in the Everglades, the wind had romped among lakes and trees. In the city, it had raged among houses and men. Tea Cake and Janie stood on the edge of things and looked over the desolation. How can I find a doctor for your face in all this mess? Janie wailed. Ain't got the damn doctor to study about. Us needs a place to rest. A great deal of their money and perseverance, and they found a place to sleep. It was just that. No place to live at all, just sleep. Tea Cake looked all around and sat heavily on the side of the bed. Well, he said humbly, reckon you never expected to come to this when you took up with me, did you? Once upon a time, I never expected nothing, Tea Cake, but being dead from the standing still and trying to laugh. But you come along and made something out of me. So I'm thankful for anything we come through together. Thank you, ma'am. You was twice noble to save me from that dog. Tea Cake, I don't expect you seen his eyes like I did. He didn't aim to just bite me, Tea Cake. He aimed to kill me stone dead. I'm never to forget them eyes. He wasn't nothing all over but pure hate. Wonder where he come from. Yeah, I seen him too. It was frightening. I didn't mean to take his hate neither. He had to die or me one. My switchblade said it was him. Poor me, he tore me to pieces if it wasn't for you, honey. You don't have to say if it wasn't for me, baby, because I'm here. And then I want you to know it's a man here.